is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Efficiency and progress is ours once more. Now that we have the new Tehran bomb, it's nice and quick and clean and gets things done. Away with excess enemy, without a value to property. No sense in war, but perfect sense at home. The sun beams down on a brand new day, and all my welfare tax to pay. And safety salam's gone up in flashing light. Jobless millions whisked away, and that we have more room to play. Our systems go to kill the poor tonight. Well, we kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. Behold the sparkle of champagne. Crime rates gone, feel free again. A nice breeze with you, Miss Lily White. Jane Fonda on the screen today. Convince the liberals it's okay. So let's get dressed and dance away the night. While we kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. Behold the sparkle of champagne. Could I make girl feel free again? A nice dream with you, Miss Lily White. Jane Fonda on the screen today. Convince the liberals it's okay. So let's get dressed and dance away the night. While we kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. Hey, hey.
Just a bag of guts and stuff, and I'm all bloody inside. A thin layer of skin is all that holds it in, and I'm all bloody inside. And if you'd see me, oh, don't wanna be me, no, you'd probably close your eyes. And inside me, well, it's dark and gross as hell, I'm not a pretty sight. I'm all bloody inside. I'm just a walking, talking bag of guts and stuff, and I'm all bloody inside. If you wanna get to know me, then I suggest you start on the outside, 'cause I'm sure that that's my good side. And if you see me, oh, don't wanna be me, no, you probably close your eyes. And inside me, well, it's dark and gross as hell, and I'm not a pretty sight, 'cause I'm all bloody inside, 'cause I'm all bloody inside.
1, 2, 3, 4! I'm not sure if you heard my last album, but some of that shit was true. I've given up smoking cigarettes, I stopped taking cocaine too, and I don't do MDMA no more, but I do still sing that song. I don't regret all the times that I did, and I did have a lot of fun. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstandings? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. Well, we're always so to remember, remember and never forget about World War One and World War Two and all the tragedy and death that came with that. We keep it in our classrooms and we embed it in our minds as if it was an achievement for humankind. Well, what if we teach something different? And what if we talk of the times when humans succeeded in living together without going out of their minds? And what if we teach about hope and of kind generosity, understanding that everyone lives here together and everyone's got the same needs? Take the boombox out of Boomtown and put it in the Gaza Strip. I get my mate Mike to DJ it and drop some heavy shit. And maybe, just maybe, everyone will come and dance. Pass a couple of pills around and they might even forget about the past. Well, that sounds like a fucking stupid, ignorant idea. If anybody out there's got a better one, baby, I'm all ears. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstanding? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. Three, one, two, three, four. I'm not sure if you heard my last album, but some of that shit was true. I've given up smoking cigarettes, I stopped taking cocaine too. And I don't do MDMA no more, but I do still sing that song. I don't regret all the times I did, and I did have a lot of fun. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstandings? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. Well, we're always told to remember, remember and never forget about World War One and World War Two and all the tragedy and death that came with that. We keep it in our classrooms and we embed it in our minds as if it was an achievement for humankind. Well, what if we teach something different? And what if we talk of the times when humans succeeded in living together without going out of their minds? And what if we teach about hope and of kind generosity, understanding that everyone lives here together and everyone has got the same needs. Take the boombox out of Boomtown and put it in the Gaza Strip. I get my mate Mike to DJ it and drop some heavy shit. And maybe, just maybe, everyone will come and dance. Pass a couple of pills around and they might even forget about the past. Well, that sounds like a fucking stupid, ignorant idea. If anybody out there's got a better one, baby, I'm all ears. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstanding? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. Hey!
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Thank you. touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
October 2nd. Today, my life began. My parents do not know it yet. I am as small as the pollen of a flower, but it is I already. I will be a boy. I will have blonde hair and blue eyes. Nearly everything is settled already. October 19th. I have grown a little, but I am still too small to do anything by myself. My mother does everything for me, although she still does not know that she is carrying me under her heart. But I am a real person, just as a crumb of bread is still real bread. My mother exists, and I do too. October 23rd. My mouth is just now beginning to open. Just think, in a year or so, I'll be laughing, or later I'll start to talk. My first word will be, Mama. October 25th. Today my heart began to beat. It will beat softly for the rest of my life, never stopping. After many years, it will tire and stop, then I shall die. November 2nd. I am growing continually. My arms and legs are taking shape, but I must wait a long time before these tiny legs will raise me to my mother's arms. November 12th. Tiny fingers are beginning to form on my hands. How small they are. One day I'll stroke my mother's hair and tell her how nice she is. November 20th. Only today the doctor told my mother that I'm living here under her heart. How happy she must be. Are you happy, Mother? November 25th. Today is Thanksgiving. My mother and father are probably thinking about a name for me. And they don't even know that I am a little boy. So they are probably calling me Barbara. But I want to be called Andy. I am growing so big. December 10th. My hair is growing. It is as bright and shiny as the sun. I wonder what kind of hair my mother has. December 13th. My eyes are almost fully developed, although the lids are still shut. When Mother brings me into the world, it will be full of sunshine and overflowing with flowers. I have never seen a flower, you know, but more than anything, I want to see my mommy. How do you look, Mommy? December 24th. I wonder if my mother hears the delicate beat of my heart. Some children are born with sickly hearts, and then the gentle fingers of the doctor performs miracles to make them healthy. But my heart is healthy. It beats so evenly. Tup, 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 tup. You shall have a healthy son, Mother. December 28th. Today, my mother killed me.
Says, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Psalm 127, verse 3. The psalmist wrote, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Psalm 139, verse 14 through 16. Isaiah said, The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And now, saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant. Isaiah 49, verse 1 and 5. God said about Jeremiah, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. God says, Be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32, verse 23.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
We'll be right back.
style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Nose Hair Lip Gland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Guy, how the time goes rushing by. I love it, wouldn't change it at all. Cause the dealer's wife is a woman through and through. Yes, an Exxon wife is a woman through and through. Helping out my baby, cause I love him, I do. Kiss him in the morning, make him feel alright. Keeping house all day, keeping books all night. Cause a dealer's wife is a woman through and through. Helping out my baby, cause I love him, I do. When he needs a tune-up, put him on the rack. Check out his transmission, tuck him in my sack. Cause a dealer's wife is a helping out my baby, cause I love him, I do. I can get the oil and grease out of 44 shirts and get him out there hanging on the line. And I can do an overhaul on the kitchen and make it truly shine. And I can run down, check out the station to see if that good old station is clean. I can fuss all around the place for dust and dirt while I'm the image program queen. I can write up 1,000 customer follow-up cards while I'm cooking up a lunch. And I can give up a holiday to pump some gas when it comes down to the crunch. And I can cheer up Harry when he comes home and his octane's mighty low. And I can give him the premium attention he needs that makes a man get up and go. What I'm saying is this dealer's wife is a full-service island. When I take my car in, makes no never mind. Doesn't really matter, I am last in line. Harry keeps complaining, doesn't bother me. He works so hard and long, I understand, you see. Cause a dealer's wife is a woman through and through. Yes, an Exxon wife is a woman through and through. A dealer's wife is a woman like me.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
He didn't say.
No reply. Nightshade's fallen. Hear him sigh. Hello.
Where are you, you old bat?
Empty spaces and meet his eyes. Empty arms outstretched.
He's crying through the black of night. I gotta go where you are.
Whether it's here or whether it's there, I wanna be there wherever you are.
If it's wrong, all right, I gotta go where you
Hello,
are.
Hello, Chloe. What are you knowing?
I just got back from a vaudeville showing.
I roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be that.
Three, four, one.
got to go where you are.
Thunder, lightning, shower, snow, when I hear the call, I gotta go!
For no place can be too far where you are. Ain't no chains can bind you. And if you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I got to go where you are. Age and all chains can bind you. And if you do, ha-ha, I'm gonna find you, my pretty baby. Love is calling me. Hello? You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
Same guy. I've got to go where you we'll be right back.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.